This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. For more than 3 years, hundreds of suspected terrorists have been imprisoned at the U.S. Naval Base at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. Now the government is trying to figure out what to do with the base in the long term and its detainees, as NPR's Jackie Northam reports.
When the United States first leased Guantanamo Bay just over 100 years ago, it was slated to be a refueling base for American ships and aircraft. By the mid-1990s, Guantanamo Bay had started to downsize. Buildings were torn down and the number of personnel were cut. Colonel David McWilliams, a spokesman for Southern Command, said the September 11th terrorist attacks changed all that.
Sometime in December of 2001, and almost, if you want to call it overnight, a decision had to be made on how we were going to detain enemy combatants who had intelligence value that we were capturing in Afghanistan. And so Guantanamo came about quickly.
At that point, Guantanamo changed from a sleepy naval base to one of the most secretive and controversial U.S. military detention centers. Rudimentary chain-link cells were soon filled with hundreds of detainees. Intelligence officers and military police flooded onto the base. But more than 3 years on, the urgency of those early days has waned. The operations at Guantanamo are at a crossroads. Over the past few months, the administration, the Pentagon, and the State Department have been sending out quiet signals about the base's future. Professor Scott Silliman of Duke University is an expert on military law. He says several factors may be prompting this new look at Guantanamo.
I think the administration has been frustrated by its inability to get a large volume of accurate information from our interrogations. And not only that, but also that the type of information that we have been getting does not reach the level of being adequate to frame a specific criminal charge of a violation of law of war.
Silliman says ongoing complaints about the legality of holding the detainees, internal investigations, plus bad publicity about prisoner abuse may also be contributing to rethinking Guantanamo. The Pentagon has refused to talk publicly about its plans. However, privately, military officials say one idea is looking at ways to reduce the number of detainees by more than half. But that might not be so easy. So far, more than 30 detainees have been deemed eligible to leave the base, but can't. Southcom spokesman McWilliams.
There are some people who there are difficulties returning them to their countries of origin because those countries can't guarantee their safety. Those are issues, though, that the State Department and other agencies in our government are working.
And there are some prisoners who can never be released, says Professor Marvin Ott of the National War College. He says those are detainees who have declared that they will try to kill Americans if they're let go.
Their worldview is absolutely black and white, fanatically devoted to a jihadist vision. The idea that these people would adopt peaceful pursuits in many, many cases is utter fantasy. They will not do it. What do you do with them?
Ott says one of the things is to detain them indefinitely. While the Pentagon is thinking of ways to reduce the number of detainees, it's also making the operation at Guantanamo more permanent. In April last year, Camp 5 opened. It's modeled after an American maximum security facility and is able to hold up to 100 prisoners.
Control, this is Delta Delta. Please open all three Delta cells simultaneously.
Camp 5 is a high-tech prison. Much of it can be run from a central control center. There are only a few guards here compared to the sprawling Camp Delta across the road where the detainees have been held for about 3 years. There's an effort to streamline manpower at Guantanamo. To that end, Sergeant Major Anthony Mendez says Camp 5 offers a more efficient system of dealing with detainees.
It can take anywhere between 40 minutes and an hour and a half to prepare a detainee from a cell block in Camp Delta into one of the interrogations rooms. We're here within a matter of minutes, we can facilitate that.
In the future, another maximum security prison will sit right next door to Camp 5. Earlier this month, ground was broken on a new hospital for the detainees, one that includes a psychiatric wing. Four huge wind turbines have been erected on the hills high over the base. They supply about a quarter of the electricity used at the base. And there are just finishing touches to go on a new high-security intelligence building, one that will incorporate all information coming in from the CIA, the FBI, and other agencies. And that drive for intelligence will be the key to determining what decisions are made about the future of Guantanamo and how quickly they'll be implemented. Jackie Northam, NPR News.